everyone. Welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we are studying the last chapter, Perek Chaf Dalet 24 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. If I can take the liberty of dedicating today's installment, Le'iloi Nishmas Imi Morasi Bluma Shoshana Bas Harav Avraham Aryeh, I am recording this on Yud Dalet Nisan, which is the yahrzeit of my mother, Aleha Shalom. May any forward growth that occurs as a result of this learning and all of the Zechuyos that are attained as a result of this learning. Bila Eloi Nishmasa. Thank you. We just read of the prophetic words of David HaMelech and the list of David's great warriors in Perek Chaf Gibel. And now we begin the final chapter of Sefer Shmuel, where David purchases the land for the Beis HaMikdash. The purchase will be a result of a plague that the people suffered as a direct punishment for David's misjudgment of conducting a census. Pasuk Aleph 1, Vayosef af Hashem l'charos b'Yisrael, and Hashem continued to be angry with Yisrael. Vayoses es David b'hem, and therefore Hashem incited David because of them, l'mor saying, lech menei es Yisrael v'es Yehuda, go count b'nei Yisrael and Yehuda. Hashem continued to be angry. What is the continuation of? There are different opinions. Either Hashem continued to be angry as a result of the previous rebellion that occurred with Avshalom and with Sheva ben Bichri, or perhaps as the Ramban, when referencing this episode in Parshas Korach, explains that Bnei Yisrael did not ask for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. As the Ramban says in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'chasav Sham Rashi Lo Yadati Alma, when referencing this event with David HaMelech, Rashi here in our Sefer says, I don't know why, I don't know what the continuation is of Hashem's anger, what is the reference there? V'ani Omer, and says the Ramban, I say, B'derach Svara, that I think, Shehaya Onish Al Yisrael Behit Acher Binyan Beis HaBechira, that they delayed in asking the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Shayaha Aron Holech Me Ohel El Ohel Keger Ba'aretz, that the Mishkan, the Aron, went from tent to tent like a stranger in the land. Ve'ein HaShvatim Et Orim Le'mor Nidrosh HaShem V'Nivneh HaBayis L'Shmo. The Shvatim did not ask for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. It's true that David asked, but the Shvatim themselves did not initiate any request, and this is the reason, according to the Ramban, that Hashem was angry. And there are many other reasons that are offered as well. Because of this, Hashem, in the form of putting an idea into David's head, the pasuk says, "Vayoses," Hashem instigated, so to speak. Hashem instigated David to sin. And that is Hashem put the idea into David's head to count. And the Metzudas David says that he did this via the Satan. This instigation is via the Satan or via the Yetzer Hara. The Radak says, the Hayetzer Shehaya B'libo Limnosam Hu HaSatan, that he put an idea in his head, but unfortunately David was not able to come to the correct conclusion that it is inappropriate to count. The Medrash connects this pushing, the Lashon of Vayoses es David, with a statement that David says to Shaul when he's in confrontation with Shaul and he meets with him. He says, I know that you didn't want to hurt me. Hashem put this idea in your head. Im Hashem heisischa bi yarach mincha. If Hashem has incited you against me, please be appeased by my offering. The same Lashon heisischa. Therefore, Hashem says, meisischa reis li. You're telling me that I'm instigating, that I'm pushing Shaul. Hare ani machshil lecha bedavar sha'afilu tinoko shel beis rabban yodim. So, therefore, mida kenegan mida, I'm going to facilitate your making a mistake in an area that even children would not make a mistake in. Kidichsiv, as it says in Parshas Kisisa, Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael afikudehem v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem b'fkodosam. When you conduct a census, each person has to give a ransom, something specific, either a machatzis shekel or something tangible, in order to count them. V'lo yihye b'ham negef b'fkod osam, so that there should not be a plague, a magefa, when you count them. So there's a number of ways to understand David's rationale. The Malbif for counting, how could he make such a mistake? Hashem put the idea in his head. How did he come to the wrong conclusion? There's different opinions. The Malbim contends that he did it for practical reasons, to assess his resources in case another rebellion would surface. Or perhaps, as the Ramban explains, he did it because he felt good about what was going on in his kingdom, and he wanted to get a head count to see where he stood in the words of the Ramban, rak lismoach libo shemalach al am rav, that he felt good that he was ruling over a great people, over a lot of people. So this was a huge mistake, either to count for no particular reason, if there is a census that needs to be done for a particular purpose, and or for not using a machatzis shekel or something else that was tangible to use for counting, a very grave mistake. So pasuk beis vayomer hamelach el Yoav sar hachayil asher ito, and the king tells Yoav, his right hand man, his general that was with him, shutna bechol shivtei Yisrael midan va'ad ber sheva ufiktuas ha'am v'yadati es mispar ha'am, go and spread out over all of the areas of Israel and come back with a count. I want to know how many people there are. But then Yoav protests to this. We know when Yoav thinks something will bring harm to David or his kingdom, he does not hold back. Vayomer Yoav, and this time he was right, vayomer Yoav el hamelech, Yoav said to the king, he gives him a bracha, v'yosef Hashem Elokecha el ha'am kahem v'chahem mea pa'amim. You should continue this greatness with the nation 100 times and another 100 times. Ve'enei Adoni HaMelech ro'os, that the king will be able to continue to see this bracha. Ve'adoni HaMelech, and my master the king, lamacha feitz b'davar hazeh. Why would you want such a thing? Either to count for no purpose or to count without any kind of without anything tangible. And says the Metzudas David, Lama chafetz ratzalomar ho'il ve'ein sarich limnosam mutav hu shalom limnosam ki ein habracha mitzuya ela bedavar hasamoy min ha'ayin. Since there's no purpose in counting, this is not a good idea, because there is no bracha that will come to things that are not hidden from view, a concept not to flaunt or publicize too much, since bracha, since blessing, is more likely to materialize from things that are hidden, that are more modest, that are more subtle. Meaning counting, which sometimes needs to be done, can bring harm, but to mitigate that harm or to mitigate that danger, it should be done via an object such as a machatzis shekel or the like. But David persists. Pasuk Dalev, Vayechazak Dvar HaMelech, his words prevailed, El Yoav, El Sarei HaChayil, on Yoav and his officers. Vayetze Yoav, V'Sarei HaChayil, Lefnei HaMelech, Lefkodes Am Es Yisrael, and they went on this mission of counting the people. And Yoav and his men traveled the breadth of the country for approximately little more than 9 months. Mefarshim tell us that he was hoping that during that time, when he went to certain places, perhaps the residents would protest and refuse to participate, or as other Mefarshim contend, perhaps David would actually change his mind. But unfortunately, this did not occur. He comes back with the numbers, the people, the general population, with the exception of Yehuda, numbered 800,000, and Shevet Yehuda numbered 500,000. There is a discrepancy between this counting, the numbers, the accounting here, and the accounting brought in Divrei Hayamim, which we are not going to discuss now, but it's interesting to note that. In any case, so they came back with these numbers, and these were the numbers of men that were battle ready. But then, in Pasuk Yud and Pasuk 10, it hits David that he has done something terrible. And true to form, the moment that David realizes it, there is no hesitation in his ability to confess. In Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, Vayach Lev David Oso Acharei Chein Safar Esaham. And his heart hit him that he counted the nation. Meaning he got petrified. You know, it's almost as I guess we can say he was having heart palpitations. He ka, right? And he said, Vayomer David el Hashem, and David said to Hashem, Chatasi ma'od asher asisi va'ata Hashem haverna es avon avdecha ki niskalti ma'od. I have sinned terribly. Chatasi ma'od, that I did this thing, and now Hashem, please forgive the sin of your servant because I acted foolishly. We have a similar lashon of David feeling the same way when back in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Dalid, Vayach Lev David Oso Al Asher Karas Es Kanaf Asher LeShaul. When he cut off the corner of the cloak of Shaul, his heart also it struck him that he did this terrible thing. Time and time again, we see David with the same characteristic that he is able to recognize when he has made a mistake, and there is zero hesitation in his admission. Pasuk Yud Aleph 11, Vayakam David Baboker Utvar Hashem Haya El Gad Hanavi Chose David Lemar. And David got up in the morning, ostensibly he was engrossed in prayer, and the word of Hashem came to him through Gad the Navi, saying, And he said, Haloch v'dibarta el David komar Shem shalosh anochi notel alecha bechar lecha achas mehem ve'eselach. I'm going to give you three choices of how you could be punished. I want you to choose one. The choices were 7 years of famine, 3 months of David being pursued by his enemies, or 3 days of a terrible plague of pestilence. And says David in Pasuk 14, Yadalad, Vayomer David el God, Sar li ma'od, and David says to God, I am so pained, Niplana biyad Hashem, let me fall in the hands of God, Ki rabim rachamav, because Hashem's mercy is so big, so generous, Uviyad adam al epola, and I don't want to fall in the hands of man. Meaning that a famine, I would have to rely on other people, on other nations to give us food. And obviously, if I'm being pursued by an enemy, that I'm at the hands of somebody else. But pestilence that is directly from God, there are no intermediaries. I'd rather fall directly in the hands of God. Therefore, Pasuk Tesvav 15, Vayitein Hashem Dever B'Yisrael Mehaboker V'ad Eis Moed, Hashem brought this pestilence, this plague, from the morning until the appointed time. Vayamas min ha'am midan va'ad Beersheva 70,000 people from amongst Bnei Yisrael died. And then in Pasuk Tes Zion 16, Vayishlach yado ha'malach Yerushalayim l'shachasa, the angel stretched out its hand in order to destroy Yerushalayim. Vayinachem Hashem el hara, and Hashem had a change of heart, a change of attitude, so to speak. We have the same lashon in the end of Bereishis when it says Vayinachem Hashem ki asa as ha'adam. Hashem had a change of attitude that he made man. Vayinachem Hashem al hara asher Diber Lasos La'amo, in reference to the eagle, that Hashem had a change of attitude, Kaviyachol, when it came to punishing the Jewish people by the eagle. So Hashem will put a pause to this plague. It will only be temporary. Vayomer Lamalach HaMashchis Ba'am, and he told the Malach that was going to destroy the nation, Ravata, Heref Yadecha, it's enough, stop and pull back your hand. Umalach Hashem haya im goren ha'aravna hayavusi, and the Malach was in the threshing floor of Aravna, the Yavusite. Then David prayed to Hashem in Pasuk Yod Zion 17, Vayomer David el Hashem b'rosoas ha-malach ha-makem ba'am. David saw this malach that was about to strike the people, Vayomer, and he said, Hinei anochi chatasi, v'anochi havisi, I sinned, the Eila Hatzon me'asu, but these sheep, my people that I have taken care of, they are in my charge, they are like my sheep, what have they done? Please take your hand and hurt me and the house of my father. Please spare them, as it is I who sinned. So Yod Ches 18, Vayovo God El David Bayomahu Vayomer Lo, and David God came to him and said, Ale Hakein La Hashem Mizbeach Begoren Aravna Hayavusi, go and build an altar in a Mizbeach, in the threshing floor of Aravna Hayavusi, Vayal David Kedvar Gad Kaasher Tziva Hashem, and he did so. Chaf 20, Vayashkef Aravna, Vayaris HaMelech V'esav Adav, Ovrim Alav, Vayetza Aravna, V'yishtachu LaMelech Apav, and Aravna saw all of the king and his servants, and he went and he bowed down to him. Aravna was a member of the Yavusim. If you recall, David had previously taken over Yerushalayim from the Yavusim, but there was one area that was not yet taken over and was inhabited by this one family of Aravna Hayavusi. He may have either been a Ger Tzedek, a complete convert, or a Ger Toshav, a non-Jew who takes on the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So he saw David and he ran out to him. And he said to him, why have you come here? And David said, I want to come here. Vayomer David in Chaf Aleph, Liknos me imchas hagoren, livnos mezbeach lahashem v'teyatzer magefa me'al haham, because I want to buy this area of land so I can build a mezbeach so that the magefa could stop. Vayomer Aravna el David, yikach. David said, take it. Aravna told David, take it. Vayal Adoni HaMelech HaTov Be'enav, and do whatever is just in your eyes. Re'e HaBakar Lo'olav HaMarigim Uchle HaBakar La'itzim. Here's everything you need to bring karbanos. There's cattle, there are threshing tools, there's wood for the fire. HaKol Nasan Aravna HaMelech LaMelech. I'm going to give you everything that you need. It was one king to another. Labeled king because he was in charge of this area. Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha, Hashem your God should want you, should accept what you do. But Vayomer Hamelech al Ravna lo ki kano ekne meoscha b'mechir v'lo alela Hashem elokei olos chinam. He says, no, I want to buy this land from you. I don't want to take it for free. I want to bring up karbanos because I can't bring up karbanos to something that was given to me for free. Vayikem David esagoren v'esabakar b'chesef shkalim chamishim. And David bought the field, the threshing floor, with the cattle for 50 silver shkalim. So what is going on here is that David is purchasing the very land on which the Beis HaMikdash will be built. The Rabbah brings down that this is indeed the Makom HaMikdash. He calls our attention to the beginning of Divrei HaYamim Beis, where in Perek Gimel, where we are told that Shlomo began to build the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaMoriah, where Hashem appeared to David at the threshing floor of Aravna Hayavusi. Aravna offers him to give him the land as a gift, but David refuses, similar to Avraham Avinu, who insisted on acquiring the Ma'aras HaMachpelah as a result of a purchase, not to be given it as a gift. The antidote for arresting this Magefa was to begin the process of building the Beis HaMikdash, which perhaps is counteracting the apathy of Bnei Yisrael in terms of initiating a request to build it, as we have discussed. The stopping of the Magefa seemed to have come as a result of a combination of issues. David accepted full responsibility. He demonstrated his dedication to the people by pleading to Hashem that he should stop the Magefa and that instead he should take David instead. David purchasing the land for the Beis HaMikdash and bringing a karban representing atonement and, of course, laying the groundwork for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All of these factors brought about a complete halt to the Magefa. As the last pasuk in our Sefer tells us, Pasuk Chaf Hei 25, Vayiven Sham David Mizbeach LaHashem, Vaya'al Olos Ushlamim, David built a Mizbeach and he brought up karbanos, offerings, Vayater Hashem La'aretz, and Hashem listened to the prayers of the land, Vate'atzer HaMagefa Me'al Yisrael, and the Magefa and the plague stopped from Bnei Yisrael. In Divrei HaYamim, we are told that when David HaMelech saw that his karbon was accepted, he realized that this threshing floor was to be the site of the Beis HaMikdash. He did not realize it until this point. The place that brings about the ultimate atonement and the ultimate connection between Hashem and his people. This is where David HaMelech was standing. The Medrash tells us that David gave us two gifts. One was the Davidic dynasty, and the other was the Beis HaMikdash, and both occurred as a result of sin and subsequent repentance. David took Bathsheba and his subsequent repentance, then remarried Bathsheba, which resulted in the bringing about of Shlomo HaMelech and the continuation of Mamleches Beis David. And now his counting of the people led to his identification and his laying the groundwork for the Makom HaMikdash. The power of the Jewish people is to take something negative and elevate it to extreme heights. If we recall, Sefer Shmuel began with the story of Elkanah, who is determined to go up to the Mishkan in Shiloh and be Ola Regel, and who Chazal tell us reinstituted the practice of being Ola Regel to the temporary sanctuary, to the Mishkan. And the Sefer talks about laying the groundwork for the monarchy through the birth of Shmuel, who would guide the first Jewish kings. Now our Sefer Shmuel closes with the identification of the location of the Beis HaMikdash and the potential to be Ola Regel to this Beis HaMikdash. And it ends with the firm establishment of the Davidic monarchy. The Sefer does not end with David HaMelech's death. Rather, it ends with the story of his laying the groundwork for this Beis HaMikdash. After all, this was his life's mission. As it says in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis, Imetein Shnas La'enai La'afapai Tenuma, if I won't sleep, Adem Tzamakom La'Hashem Mishkanos La'avir Yaakov, until I find a resting place for Hashem, the Mighty One of Yaakov. May we merit in our days seeing what David HaMelech saw in his day. Vayeter Hashem La'aretz Vate'atzer HaMagefa Me'al Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to our tefillos and bring a complete halt to the Magefa that we are experiencing today. And may we merit seeing the bringing of Mashiach ben David. Ana Hashev Shechinascha L'Tzion V'Seder Avodascha L'Yerushalayim Ircha. It has indeed been quite a journey preparing and presenting these classes on Sefer Shmuel. It has been an absolute pleasure, and we look forward to the next Sefer Melachim, and thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.